Here is where it all began. The Exchange Place Path Station in Jersey City, New Jersey, just across the Hudson River from Manhattan. This is the spot that sparked my almost compulsive desire to seek out unmarked history sites throughout the country. It's been 15 years since I first read about what happened here a century and a half ago. And while in New York visiting family, I thought I'd subway over from Manhattan and finally see the place for myself. During the Civil War, the New Jersey Railroad Company ran trains through here, and one night in 1863 or 64, the exact date isn't known, a young man fell between the loading platform and a Washington, D.C. bound train. Just as the steam-powered locomotive began to lurch forward, potentially crushing the man to death under its massive wheels, a bystander rushed over and pulled him to safety. The man in peril was Robert Todd Lincoln, the president's eldest son. His quick-thinking rescuer was the prominent Shakespearean actor Edwin Booth, brother of John Wilkes Booth. Robert and Edwin had never met, and there's no indication that they ever saw or communicated with each other again. Nor does it seem that the story made its way to President Lincoln himself. He and Mary had already buried two other sons, 3-year-old Eddie, who succumbed to tuberculosis in 1850, and 11-year-old Willie, who died in the White House on February 20, 1862 from typhoid fever. The couple was still grief-stricken from Willie's death, and a third loss might have proved emotionally incapacitating. Mary had all but physically barred Robert Todd from fighting in the war, and after he enlisted, made certain he landed a desk job on General Ulysses S. Grant's staff. I don't remember exactly where I first heard about the Exchange Place story, but I do recall thinking, initially, that it must have been apocryphal. Perhaps the two men had bumped into each other on the train platform and exchanged a few cordial words. And then over the years, this brief encounter blossomed into the sensationally ironic tale of how a Booth had saved the life of a Lincoln not long before Edwin's younger brother assassinated Robert's father. Or maybe Robert had indeed fallen onto some railroad tracks and Edwin was at the station, but only as a witness while another man swiftly came to Robert's aid. The possibility that their lives had intersected in the dramatic manner I'd read about seemed far-fetched. Except that the story turned out to be true. Robert Todd Lincoln himself described the episode in a February 1909 letter to Richard Watson Gilder, editor of The Century magazine. The incident occurred while a group of passengers were late at night purchasing their sleeping car places from the conductor, who stood on the station platform at the entrance of the car, Lincoln explained. The platform was about the height of the car floor, and there was, of course, a narrow space between the platform and the car body. There was some crowding, and I happened to be pressed by it against the car body while waiting my turn. In this situation, the train began to move, and by the motion, I was twisted off my feet and had dropped somewhat, with feet downward, into the open space, and was personally helpless, when my coat collar was vigorously seized and I was quickly pulled up and out to a secure footing on the platform. Upon turning to thank my rescuer, I saw it was Edwin Booth, whose face was of course well known to me, and I expressed my gratitude to him and, in doing so, called him by name.